This is Darcy from Oregon.
Hey, everybody. This is Kimber from Memphis.
So we're going to start off this podcast episode with just some end of the year announcements because, you know, it's almost 2020.
I still can't believe that, by the way.
I know. Crazy. I feel like the whole year went by lightning fast and I did absolutely nothing with myself.
Oh, my God. Me too. Same boat.
So we will be not releasing any more episodes. This is our last one this year. And then we will be back for season two. I can't even believe we're saying that. Season two of our podcast sometime mid-January. So if you guys have anything you want us to watch and on our hiatus that we can talk about in our podcast, we would love some suggestions from you. And we'll put a call out on our Facebook page as well. And I'd also mention, I'm studying for a big test again next year. And I'm also getting practically pushed out of my chair by my dog that's trying to get his butt rubbed. I'm also proposing we do just every 2 weeks, we're going to do an episode.
That sounds good. That sounds good. We've had some difficulties this year doing it weekly, and I think every 2 weeks will be good. And also, I want to give everybody the word for the episode before I forget. It's two words. It's going to be gobble gobble because this is Thanksgiving week. So if you're listening to the podcast, you go ahead and reach out to us and tell us what that secret word is. And we will pick a name out of the hat and send a dedicated listener some swag.
Yes. Okay. So Kimber and I had the pleasure of watching
Okay.
The Love Witch on Amazon. Okay.
First, I would like you to tell everyone where you... Now, I had it on my list because it sounded interesting.
Yeah.
But Darcy actually read a list. Of and I want to...
Top 100 horror movies.
Okay. I want to know what dope these people are smoking. I want to know because I don't smoke dope. But I think I might want some.
Yeah. Yes.
This is maybe the 50. This movie was not even good enough to be like a B movie, like Plan 9 from Outer Space. This isn't even good enough to watch for cheesiness. This movie was just fucking awful.
So I actually disagree with Kim, but first let's just even tell you about the Love Witch.
I can't. No, I can't.
Hold it. It's a 2016 movie. It actually gets 6.2 stars rating on IMDb. And it's a story about a modern day witch that uses spells and magic to get men to fall in love with her with deadly consequences. Interestingly enough, it's written and directed by somebody called Anna Biller. She also writes all the crazy Renaissance music you hear and the lyrics in that as well. So it's kind of interesting, but the reason why out of all the lists Kim and I were going through trying to pick which one, and I said, oh, let's watch that one because it was shot with, right, 35 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. That's why I'm like, oh, yeah, let's watch that. That's kind of cool.
The only good thing I can say about the movie was it was very colorful, like Pillow Talk. Which yes. is one of my favorite movies. So it was very colorful. The makeup was spot on. And the actress was very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
The one actress, the only actor in the entire thing that was good looking whatsoever was the Love Witch. I'm a little bit scared.
I don't
say as that to I how don't. Darcy doesn't agree with me. I'm a little frightened. Honestly, I don't know what to say because this movie was so fucking bad that I had to watch it in two pieces.
So, for real, it wasn't like the best movie ever, but it kind of made me laugh. So
it made me cry.
I mean, it was pretty funny.
It wasn't funny. Ladies and gentlemen, Lost Girls, Lost Boys. There was nothing funny about this movie. The acting was horrible. The actors and actresses were ugly. And
so
are such
I
bad
think you
actors.
Say that because it had this like 60s vibe to it, like it was a 60s movie. So
I love
Anna Diller obviously has a bit of an obsession with, like, you know, the 60s movies, Bobby Darin, Sandra Dee, that kind of stuff, just the way it played.
I love those movies.
Yeah, I do too.
This movie? No.
No, I'm not saying she's doing it 100% in, but I think she's doing it in homage to her love of those.
No, this was supposed to be a feminine power movie. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, but I can totally see it from the storyline, obviously.
As a feminine power movie. Now this was supposed to be a feminist. This bitch tells her friend that if she doesn't start having sex with her husband as often as he wants it, whenever he wants it, whether she wants it or not, she's not being a good wife. She needs to do everything for her husband. I'm sorry, where does feminism come into that? I don't understand.
So the feminism part of it was that she was taking the power from the men. She was taking what she wanted and trying to manipulate them to love her.
But she wasn't taking what she wanted. She was simply trying to manipulate them to love her.
Well, sure.
So that she could be alone.
Because she could just do it with a little potion and hocus pocus. There you go.
She couldn't.
Well, no, but what was ironically funny is when she does with that teacher guy, and then she's like, you know, so disgusted because he's such a baby.
Teacher guy says, and I quote, all the bright ones are homely and don't arouse me. That's a fucking feminist movie for me. No.
Well, you're supposed to side with the love witch in this movie and hate all men.
No. Then the woman who the love witch told that she needed to do everything for her husband had an affair with the love witch, by the way. She said, my husband had an affair. Maybe I should have helped him. Oh, Lord Jesus. I am not... And it was like whenever they tried to say something about the power of women, their face was completely blank, and it was like a screen on the wall.
I would tell you most men that are attracted to women would probably like watching this movie just because any excuse possible, they're naked.
I'm not attracted. Well, I mean, I think women can be very pretty and attractive.
Women are pretty,
The best thing about this movie was the burlesque dancer in the blue outfit.
Oh, I can't remember which one that is.
She was the most entertaining thing because while she was up on the stage shaking her booty, that ugly guy witch and that ugly Barbara witch were at the table and they were trying to discuss feminism, but they were reading it off the wall. Yes. And many men think that women should not have any power. And that is why they burned witches at the stake. And they did not appreciate women. And they think that they can just have sex with us at any time. Oh, yeah, it was fucking awful. Two watches to get through this fucking movie. And then... and then the second time I just kept like rocking back and forth, isn't it over yet? Oh, for fuck's sake, isn't it over yet? And then there was the part where she buries the teacher dude and she puts her bloody tampon in a jar with pee that we see her pee into the jar with herbs. And then she's there naked, pushing it in there with her fingers. Lovely. And talking about men are just afraid of blood.
Oh, and men have never seen a used tampon before.
Men have never seen a used tampon before.
And she burns her dress up, which that's the only clothes she came with. So,
and I will tell you, like, the clothes were one of the better parts of the movie.
That was the weirdest thing, too, because when she seduced the teacher, she's in this whole really cool black outfit. And then she opens the jacket, this rainbow color inside. And he's like, that's a whole separate side of you or whatever. And the whole thing was she was saving her rainbow for him.
Yeah. And then she did a little striptease. She did two stripteases. The one she did for the teacher, she had on white underwear and a black bra. I'm sorry. No. This movie, I can't get that right. In the second striptease, she did have on all black undergarments. But, I mean, they couldn't even get that right. At first. This movie was scary.
I think it was filmed on a budget, obviously. I mean, because they were only, it only took place in like three rooms. And what was with the Victorian tea house when she goes for the first time there and she's dressed Victorian because she went to the bathroom to freshen up and suddenly she's in a Victorian outfit with this big hat and they're having tea in a Victorian tea house.
And then the second time they go to the Victorian tea room, she leaves her ring with her girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who she cheated on the husband, you know, with the husband. The girlfriend goes back to her house and puts on her fucking bra and underwear. If you ever leave a ring with me and I go to your house, I'm going to put it on the table and walk away. Put on her hair.
Her hair, her makeup. Oh, my goodness. And her nose looked like a little pig nose, that girl.
It did. I will tell you, the Love Witch is a beautiful girl. She really is a beautiful girl with a fabulous figure. Very bad actress. Oh, Lord Jesus, very bad actress. But she's beautiful. She is the only one. The only one, including men and women in that movie, that were not just hideous. I mean, that male witch, come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, yuck. But so I was really sad because it wasn't even darker than it could, you know, it could have been much darker. Like, she could have been like a full on really good serial killer. They could have played up that part, but no, they were just doing it for her to fall in love with somebody, basically.
So this movie, as you said, was written, directed by this woman. And she also made all of the costumes as well as wrote the music. But I don't understand how this was a feminist film. I don't understand it. It was not. It was all about trying to get a man to love you. And then, excuse me, explain to me why she killed him in the end.
Because she was emulating the picture where she stabs him and takes out his heart.
But she didn't take out his heart.
No, but
stabbed her with a weird ass look on her face.
She was reenacting the picture she painted where he spilled the drink and then she stabs him and, you know.
And what was with the little Renaissance fair in the woods?
I do not know. With the
this
weird fake
movie
marriage.
Was fucking terrible.
I actually think it's funny to watch. Honestly.
No,
it's like
guys,
watching really cheesy sci-fi movies.
No, it's not. There are some really good cheesy sci-fi movies out there, like Killer Clowns from Outer Space. By all means, ladies and gentlemen, watch that movie. It's great. It's funny. It's cheesy. It's bad. This movie is a waste of your life force to watch.
Well, 6.2% of people disagree.
There is a difference between a horror movie and a horrible movie.
Yeah.
This is a horrible movie. And
So,
what was the big red glass?
big red glass.
Her friend's husband, when she was seducing him, she pulls out this fucking huge ass glass to give him. It was as big as his head. I don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe I've lost touch.
I feel
Maybe.
like the person that wrote it kind of just did some cursory in it research into witch spells and stuff, and then threw all these things like, is it Eldora from Bewitched or whatever? Like she modeled it off of her, kind of.
The problem that I have with this movie, and I will say it again and again and again, is this was supposed to be a serious take on feminism. This was supposed to be a serious movie. If you read all of the reviews and you read the Wikipedia and you read all, this was supposed to be a serious movie about feminism and how women are treated badly.
Yeah.
Found that this was absolutely the opposite of that.
So what's funny is there's I'm on IMDb, and the one review that's really long is some guy that was watching it, his wife didn't like it, so he had to stop watching it and come back to watching it later when she wasn't around. But
Oh, yeah, I read that
yeah,
review.
he really liked it. And says the Love Witch has an alluring and very fitting music score that really accompanies the movie what quite well.
He is married to
Anna Miller.
You can only know how terrible this movie is by watching it. And I am sorry if you guys watched it after we
I just
told you.
don't feel like it's as bad as you're saying. I really
Oh,
don't.
darn.
I would
Okay,
not
let me ask you
recommend
a
this
question.
movie to anyone.
Let me ask you a question, because I know you do this. Were you fucking around on your tablet or your phone when you were
I
watching
was. I was.
that movie? That's why, Darcy. Because when I watch these movies, I purposefully put my phone out, because I am also a phone scroller, do whatever. It was background noise for you. So, of course, you look up every once in a while. You see this, these bright colors. The colors were fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
The 35 millimeter gives us color like we haven't had since the 60s.
Yeah,
And
it was interesting.
was awesome,
Yeah.
because I loved those, all those movies. Pillow Talk. I'm gonna keep going back to Pillow Talk. That is one of my favorite. It's so bright and so cheerful. I loved the color. But if you had sat and actually just watched the movie, you would have died.
So there was a running theme throughout the whole movie that was, her father was abusive to her and, telling her what a slob she was. And she was, I mean, like she would just cook this special dinner for the guy and it would just be just like a pigsty in the kitchen, like.
Well, she peed in a jar and put her tampon in it and left part of the pee in the kitchen. So,
Yeah.
yes, yeah, slob.
Yeah. But I didn't understand where her money was coming from because the only source of income I could tell she had was she would occasionally make witchy things and sell it at that little market or that little store.
She got money from her ex-husband.
Oh. Yeah. It was interesting. But it does not, in my mind, even rate a horror list, I don't think. Why it's called a horror movie and on the top 100 of horror movies, that's just weird.
I've really lost all hope for humanity on the movies that they're putting on these top 50 lists or top 100, because it was in the top 50,
Yeah,
was
I think
it
so. It was in the top 50 because it wasn't that far down the list that you and I were
not?
talking through.
And it looked really interesting and intriguing because Darcy and I were talking, we were going through, we were going to watch Ma,
Yeah.
but we were too cheap to buy it at that point in time. So we didn't do that one. So we chose this one because it was on Prime and I already had it on my list. But oh Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
This ranks right up there with Thirst for me.
Was with the jester or whatever? Because he came back in the last scene where, he's like crying as she rides off on the horse or whatever.
I don't know. He was creepy. He
Yeah, he was creepy.
was
But he
incredibly
was
creepy.
supposed to signify something, I felt, and I just didn't know what it was. And is the heart with the three swords a
So
tarot card?
it was a joke about the whole movie. That's what it was. This movie is a fucking joke. Sorry. The tarot cards with the three. Well, she stabbed them three times.
Oh, yeah. It was interesting, and it was filmed, I believe, in Eureka, California, right?
I have no
I
idea.
believe so.
It was, yeah.
Well,
Was.
at least we didn't pay money for it.
Yes, I am quite thankful for
We
that.
were trying to help our audience as well. Like if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can watch it for free. No harm, no foul. And
Oh, there's harm and there's foul if you watch it.
but
Trust me.
there is something to be said because it is a 35 millimeter film, and it's kind of nice to see everything that bright and pretty.
The movie was beautiful. The colors were beautiful. And the apartment that she was staying in was like all primary colors.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to live in it, but it was very eye-catching.
Yes. It would give me a headache after a few hours being in that apartment.
It was very confusing because the hair, the makeup, the clothes were all from the 60s, but the friend pulls up in a brand new BMW.
Yeah.
So it's like, when is this supposed to be?
Maybe she's timeless and she just slips through time, predator of men.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. So what's interesting, so I just didn't really like the ending very much and I was kind of eh. So then I started watching on Amazon, which is not a horror movie, but Brittany Runs a Marathon.
Oh, you know, that keeps popping up.
So actually, I really liked that movie a lot, but
I
I
might have
really
to
hated
watch
her character. She was a really shitty person until she got her act together. But it was good.
I signed up for Epix today because it's on a Black Friday special where you get it for $3 for 3 months. So I watched Madea's family funeral because I love Miss Madea. How you doing?
Oh, so I think we're actually at a breaking point to take a quick break.
I think so.
And we'll be right back.
Everybody, welcome back. I was just talking to Darcy. What you drinking tonight, Darcy?
So I'm actually just not drinking at all.
I'm not either. I'm drinking lemonade.
I would actually need a drink after your scolding of me for thinking the movie was decent.
I didn't scold you. I said I just don't know if I can be friends with you anymore because
I
of
was
how you
too weird for you.
feel about
Whatever.
the movie. You are too weird for me. That is what I said. Lost boys and our last girls and last boys, that is what I said. I said since Darcy didn't despise this, I just don't know, Darcy. I just don't know how you could not hate it. You know, the world is full of different people, and we all must get along in our differences. So what song are you going to put on the list?
Oh, you do yours first. I'm still searching.
Okay. Because we were talking about 35 millimeter, and I brought up Pillow Talk, which has Doris Day in it, who I've always wanted to be Doris Day, and I love her. I chose Que Sera Sera by Doris Day.
Okay.
Because Pillow Talk was a good movie.
Was a good movie. That's not the one where she trains Bobby Darin. It's Rock Hudson, right? Pillow Talk and Doris Day?
Yeah, it's Rock Hudson, and he pretends he's this nice guy from Texas, and he's really a New York playboy. And she's an interior decorator. When she finds out who he is, she decorates his apartment with all, like, the sex shit. It's like buttons to like make the bed come out, and buttons to have these like disco lights come on.
Classic.
It's awesome.
Okay. So, in keeping with this season, I am going to add White Winter Hymnal from Pentatonix, which is one of my favorites, but it's actually not really a Christmas movie. But they or always song. Play it at Christmas. Yeah, Christmas song.
It's a Christmas.
It is not a Christmas song.
Oh, can I add two?
Go ahead.
Okay,
Winter. Merry Christmas.
No, absolutely not. Winter by Tori Amos.
Oh, okay.
That's an excellent song. God, that's an excellent song.
I love Tori Amos.
I've grown to appreciate her more the older I get.
Do you want the regular or the 2015 remaster?
Oh, I don't know. You choose.
I'll do the remaster because it's the top of the list. How do you spell it? It's K. Sarah.
Q-U-E.
Yeah.
Q-U-E.
Yep, got it. K is in Spanish. What?
Look up Doris Day.
I did. I got it.
Oh, okay.
I am.
Spanish?
Yeah.
What's it, the whole song?
No, it's K is Q-U-E in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's actually Italian.
Probably. All right. Wow. So many people sing the White Winter Hymnal. Birdie even does it. Interesting. But I like the Fleet Foxes, the original, but I'm doing Pentatonix. But Fleet Foxes, so good.
I haven't listened to our playlist in a while.
I haven't quite a either. Few songs. Yeah, there's so many songs on there. And I've been on a... Southern Ghost Hunter. I mentioned the series on Facebook page or Facebook group page, but I have been on an obsession. I read all of the books, and then I happened to be able to pick up all the audiobooks as well. And so I've been working my way through the audiobooks, and they are awesome on audio. Like, even to the point where Frank will even listen to them when we're driving, even though he doesn't hear the whole story. Because it's just interesting with the ghost, Frankie, and Verity. I love them. Love, love, love them.
I think I have those on my list as well. I started the Trailer Park Queen.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm on book 10. And I have to say, I really liked it, but I do not like the turn that it took in book 6.
Oh, really?
Have you read them yet?
No, I haven't. I'm saving them for my cruise.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't say anything. I just, like, I'm on book 10, and I'm just, like, ready to be done with them because I'm just not happy.
Oh.
So I'm not going to.
So this.
I'm not.
The series or whatever, people are commenting that they this is one that they haven't grown tired of. Like, a lot of times with series, you just want it to end after a while.
It took a turn for me I didn't like. It's not the books. It's the story.
Oh.
I don't like what happened in the story. And the books are good. They still have good stories. But the actual main story, I am not happy with. I don't like it. And I'm honestly reading to see if they'll switch it back. I don't think they're going to, though.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll have to get there. Because I also have that one book that you posted on Facebook. I have that loaded, too. I was going to read on the cruise. I forget what series it is.
Is it a whole series?
Yeah, it's a series.
Oh, is it the Hollow series?
Is it the Hollows? I was trying to think what the name of the first book is.
Did Kristen comment on it that she had just started it?
I would say we should do like a book club.
Yeah, I think that might be the Hollow series. They're good. And they have the new book coming out in July. It's been years since she's released a Hollows book. I don't think I was living here when she released the last one. I think I was back home, so it's been years. And it was supposed to be done with 13. But
is it Bless Your Heart is the first book? Kimberly.
Oh, that's Kimbra Swain. That's the Trailer Park one.
Oh.
That's the Trailer Park Queen.
I was looking. Set. I saw book one, so I was all excited because I thought I found it. You did not know how many books I have in my.
Her name is Kim Harrison.
Kim Harrison,
the author.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been duped because I love 99-cent books that have like 12 books in them. You know, like those make me so happy because I read so fast.
They're just portions of the book, aren't they?
No, that's a real book.
Oh, is it?
But somehow I ended up with ones that were, what's the words for it? It's appropriate, you know, it's not inappropriate. They're proper.
Oh, no.
There's like...
You got censored.
I got censored. Yes. So I was all excited because I had a couple Christmas ones, but some of my authors did release. So I got three compilation ones written by some of my favorite authors, and they gave them away free on Black Friday, which was pretty awesome. That was a nice gift.
Oh, shit. I didn't even look on Black Friday.
Yeah.
I have 150 books that I got for free.
I love those free books. Some of them are good. Some of them are real stinkers.
Yeah. Yeah, like that one that I got. But I read one. And it wasn't free. It was unlimited. Never mind. But it was a good book. It's called The Girl Who Lived. And it kept me guessing who the bad guy was up until the end. And that doesn't happen. So it was good. I enjoyed it. But I really have enjoyed the Kindle Unlimited. And I'm going to be very sad when I give it up.
Yeah. This month. It is like, I love Kindle Unlimited, honestly. Mm-hmm.
But I have 150 books that I own. And I'm going to read some of those before I go back to Kindle Unlimited. I think I'm just going to skip a month. I'll have it for a month and then not have it and then have it. I'll go back and forth.
So I've been in a state of panic all day, you know, so I haven't even read today because of the whole swimsuit issue. I swear I must have donated them. I do not know what happened. I had a whole drawer, and I pulled them out of the drawer when I was sorting clothes, and then I was going to store them somewhere else, and they're not there. And I've looked everywhere.
They might be in a storage box somewhere.
No, so I avoid the storage box now. I'm trying to fit everything in my closets and my dressers and not have to have storage boxes. But I was getting rid of bags and bags when my father was in the hospital before he passed away because I was taking a bag to Goodwill almost every time I'd go visit. Mm-hmm. And I think that I must have like somehow just donated all of my swimsuits.
You may have because you weren't in a right space.
Yeah. So I am praying that the swimsuits that I've rush ordered will be here this week and they will fit me because that will be horrible.
Like I told you, I've got some that you can borrow that I can send 3 day, and it'll be like, I mean, you'll be paying for the shipping, but you wouldn't have to, you know, they'd get to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're new. Some of them even might still have the tags on them, but they're two pieces.
Yeah, I like the two piece.
Yeah, it's a skirt and a shirt.
We'll see. We'll see. I have faith because I ordered some of the tops from Lands' End, so I have faith that it's going to work. Swimsuits. Men are so lucky. I mean, all they have to do, put on swim trunks. Baggy as possible. From what I can tell, most guys wear swim trunks that way. And then some wear a t-shirt, some don't. You're good to go. Women, we get these horrible things that aren't sized right from brand to brand. You never know what you're going to look like. Yeah. Men are lucky.
You could buy a pair of spandex bike shorts.
I could. Yeah. Otherwise.
You might want to, just in case.
Yeah, I'm going to be down in Portland this next week. So I thought I would try to run over to like Ross Dress for Less and just look around and see if there's something maybe. I looked today when I was at Walmart getting my horrendously expensive Jeep battery. And there was no swimsuits left there. So.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it would. I didn't know if there would be any on a clearance rack or not.
I looked there and then I looked online too. And there was all of them were like I was seeing on Amazon. So I might as well just shop from Amazon.
You know what? Amazon is a lot cheaper than Walmart.com.
I know.
Except for household goods like laundry detergent, cat litter, and fabric softener.
And that I buy expensive from Costco. Because you get huge sizes of it for the same price but that you pay.
They don't have my fragrance there.
Oh, yeah.
I have to have my fragrance, my Gain Tropical Sunrise.
Oh, yeah. I don't use any. I only use laundry soda. I don't use soap.
Oh, I use soap.
I had a health scare, and I started researching laundry detergent, and I decided that wasn't something I wanted to expose my body to. So, but it's a real pain in the patootie when you're, you know, needing to do laundry and you're out of your special laundry soda.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. My skin is very sensitive, but I'm okay with certain laundry detergents.
Yeah.
But yeah, anytime I'm out of soap, makeup, or, you know, anything like that, it's a pain in the ass when you have to go to a special place to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with you, where you don't live next close
to. I know,
to
it's like a
freaking
half hour drive to just to the nearest big town. But then that isn't doesn't it? Even, it does have a Sephora, not Sephora, what's the other, Ulta now. So, whew, that's good.
Longview?
Yeah.
They have a Costco in Longview?
No.
Where do you go to Costco?
I order all online. I don't even go to the store.
Oh, they have a Costco, though, in Warrington.
They do.
They do have one there, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. My dad used to go and buy, like, he would go to Costco and buy peaches for $150. And he'd, like, take two peaches and he'd give my aunt and uncle the rest of the peaches. Like, why don't you just go to the store, like the regular store, because the peaches are better at Costco. Okay, Dad. Whatever.
Everything's better at Costco.
I will tell you, I got my Costco card so that I could get produce at Costco.
I love, they have the new grocery service, so they have 2-day delivery for me here, and I can buy household goods that I would be, if I bought it in my town, the Safeway here jacks up the price so much that I can buy like 3 things of mayo to one that I'd be buying at the local Safeway. So I just
Safeway, you should be ashamed of yourself.
They should be. So what I do is I do once a month, I probably order those kind of things, you know, like canned goods or whatever. And I just order it from Costco and it's here 2 days later. And then for regular shopping, I'll either go Grocery Outlet or Walmart.
God, I miss Grocery Outlet.
I love Grocery Outlet.
Oh, anytime anybody talks about Grocery Outlet or Winco, I cannot shut up about how much I miss them.
So I can't go into Winco because it's so filthy and the people stink a lot of times in there and I can't take it. But I do love Grocery Outlet. And I love their hard cider and beer and wine offerings there. They have organic beef for me on keto. That's really good.
They have the best cheese selection of any place.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
And it's inexpensive.
Gourmet cheeses that you can't even find at your grocery store everywhere else.
Yeah. We have Aldi's, which is a small kind of sort of version of Grocery Outlet, but it's lacking. It's lacking.
It reminded me that when I was single and living in Portland, I used to go to Grocery Outlet and put together gift baskets.
Yeah.
Or hostess gifts there because of the cheese and stuff. You could get a nice bottle of wine and some good cheeses. So
it's the best place. Or if you want to get crackers and stuff, you go to the Dollar Tree.
Really?
Dollar Tree has a great selection of crackers to put in a cheese package. Or if you're going somewhere and you're doing a cheese plate, they have, you know, dollar boxes of crackers.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just told you how to throw your holiday party with on
exactly.
The cheese.
Exactly. I will tell you. Let me tell you what happened for my Thanksgiving. I went to my friend's house and she had a Friendsgiving. And I was driving on Wednesday to get a pie at Kroger for $6, a small pie. And my aunt said, oh my God, we got a pumpkin pie at Costco and it's huge. And I'm like, well, how much was it? And she said it was $6. I whipped around and I went to Costco and I went running through Costco. I got a pecan pie and I got a pumpkin pie. And I brought them to the party. And do you know that that pumpkin pie was gone so fast? I did not get a piece of pumpkin
pie. I heard that pumpkin pie was super good. People were talking about that pumpkin pie.
It's huge. It's like a foot.
Word on the radius of the thing is a pumpkin pie is the shit.
It is the shit. And I will tell you, it was gone. Half the pecan pie was gone, but there was no trace left of the pumpkin pie. I will tell you what. So I did not have pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving. Or Friendsgiving, I should say.
Oh, Friendsgiving.
Yeah, it was Friendsgiving. It was nice. I did have Irish mulled wine, though.
Oh, that's nice.
It was very good, very strong.
What's
very, very
Irish
strong.
Mulled wine? Does it have Irish whiskey in it, too?
It was made by an Irish person.
Oh.
And Irish people, they do that for the holidays. That's like their thing. I read. And it had like brown sugar and spices and like clove and cinnamon and all kinds of stuff in there. And it was warm.
We went to my sister's and we brought cocktails there. We didn't have to bring any food. We just brought a bunch of fixins for cocktails. And then Frank was the mixologist.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I brought them a bottle of wine from the Columbia River Valley. Oh. And then I was so excited because Costco had my favorite wine, which is extremely hard to find. And it was extremely inexpensive. I want to say it was $8.50.
What's your favorite wine?
It is Beaujolais Nouveau. They have Beaujolais Village, but that is not as good as Beaujolais Nouveau. And I bought myself a bottle, and I haven't opened it yet. I was going to open it when I got home on Thanksgiving, but it was too late. And then on Friday, I had to go donate, so I couldn't drink. And then on Saturday, all I did on Saturday was read and laundry. That was it.
Oh, Well, I think we are at the end of our episode. So we will be back in the new year. I will work hard to, we still have one episode that needs to be published ahead of this one. And I am the co-chair of a safety conference this week. So I'm going to be super busy. So I hope I can get at least one of them published and edited. And then we'll see about the other one.
Yes, and please give us suggestions of things to read and or things to watch or discuss. Let us know what you think we should talk about.
Yeah.
And thank you. Thank you for being a loyal listener.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we're up to 500 total listens, over 500 listens now.
And yeah, I think it's over 500.
And when we started, I can't even remember what month we started, but, you know, just for us to even get 30 listens was a big deal. And then when we broke 100. So it's pretty awesome. And just the number of countries that are starting to listen to us. And it's neat. And we're doing it for really the fun is. Of it. That's the thing.
We are. It is just for the fun. And we hope you guys have fun listening to us and laugh and enjoy us and in our craziness and my disowning of Darcy when she doesn't agree with me on the Love Witch.
Yeah. Oh, and we're going to try to do a Facebook Live event for the holidays. We're going to try that again. You know, traditionally on our holidays, you try to do it. But we love it when you guys interact with us and drop stuff that you find interesting out there for other people, because I had somebody tell me that they really, you know, we helped them find quite a few different movies to watch, even though they didn't enjoy them all. It was just expanding their horizons. So I would really love it if our user, our Facebook group members would tell us, you know, some movies that they want us to go watch and we can talk about. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the new year.
Yeah, me too. I'm hoping that, well, according to the horoscope that I got on Facebook today, I'm going to be crying a lot in December, but they're going to be good tears because one of my dreams is going to come true.
Oh.
So, y'all, I'm winning the lottery. That's what it means. That's what it is. I'm winning the lottery, y'all.
Well, I wish you luck.
Thanks. I got to buy a ticket.
Yeah. All right, everybody. This is the last episode of season one, and we will be back mid-January with season two.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.